This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, coming up, we will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on. And today we celebrate the last weekend of daylight on a Bad Choice Friday with a band known as Lynn.
That's a guy.
The guy known as Lynn.
That's a chick.
The chick known as Lynn.
It's a band.
Is he like 2 feet tall or something?
Miles will like it. They ride a lot of scooters in the video.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Part of that scooter lifestyle.
Sounds
like all the Brits
two.
Are.
Yeah, good point.
Seal by Sunshine from Lynn. Take it on Katrina and the Waves on a Bad Choice Friday. We got fall back next weekend, so hell, I mean, it's not supposed to be rainy all weekend, but this is the last official weekend of, daylight. So your choices, Lynn and Steal My Sunshine and Katrina and the Waves and Walking on Sunshine.
Daylight savings. Last weekend of daylight.
Oh, God. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Okay, now do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
And a couple from our question, the sound you'll never forget. Back in the early 70s, I was at a beach at Green Lake on the West Beach side. I was waiting for the kid in front of me on the high dive. He went up the ladder, and I was distracted by a bikini climbing on the dock. The next thing I hear is the kid cracking his skull on the concrete dock. It sounded like cracking an egg, only louder. Positive Friday.
Positive Friday. Oh, yeah.
A tune forever burned into my brain.
All right.
This was a song. A tune that has forever burned into my brain, 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Seriously, guys, I hate it so much I tossed my $250 JBL portable speaker out of my 67 El Camino at 70 miles an hour on I-5 because it was safer than fumbling around to find the mute button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even my kids hate those kids. Kids on the commercial, and I'm playing the little instruments. And I'm like, but they're like your age when they were younger. And they're like, yeah, no.
67 El Camino. It's going to be one of the first years, right?
I guess.
I think so.
That's a specific car.
Yeah. That sound. We were drinking on the waterfront, and a lady slipped out of her shoe. She went down to put it back on, and a bus rounded the corner. The thunk of her head being struck by the bus was frightening. Lots of love. That from Uncle Stinky. As we move on to the birthday
record. Oh, you got it. One just came in from the text, and I shouldn't share it, but here it is. Worst sound ever, a testicle popping during a high school wrestling match.
Oh my God.
Don't want to know what that sounds like.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, maybe I overshared. I apologize.
All right. Let's see here. Hola, guys. My name is Amanda, and my husband is turning 36 today. Every year since we've been married, I've tried to contact the show to get a happy birthday to him, but every time life somehow got in the way, whether it was a weekend rerun, long hospital stay, whatever. I would immensely appreciate a birthday wish this year from you all. He listens every day. So my husband, John, he's 36 years old. He has looked 25 for 10 years. And as far as his personality goes, he blends in with his 16-year-old stepson and 12-year-old nephew who live with us with his humor, high energy, and sometimes reckless harebrained ideas. John, along with his brother, were best friends with my two brothers since elementary school.
Damn.
So I always remember that I never saw him in a bad mood. Always had a smile on his face. He would take the shirt off his back for anyone in need and a bleeding heart for children and animals. He also stayed by my side during the COVID outbreak where I was stuck from February to July and needed multiple brain surgeries. We were newlyweds. He's a sweet husband, a patient stepfather, incredible rugby player, talented artist, and the best cook I've ever met. So he deserves to hear some dirty German fast food workers feeding an army of home movers. P.S. Home movers hate pizza, as that is the go-to food. Please don't do that. We love you, John. That from M. Burton and from Zeke.
Yeah, John, I tell you what, your wife says so many nice things about you, you must be mad at her or something. It's the equivalent of a guy buying his wife flowers. Either way, if you're as good of a person as you say she is, feed some pizza anyway.
Yeah, makes you wonder what exactly this wife has done. So many compliments.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you do, John. Instead of saying, would you like pizza, have your wife stand next to you and say, would you like a slice of pie?
I wouldn't think to give real movers pizza.
Really?
That's your friends.
That's like payment.
That's your friends, yeah.
Right.
But if I pay people to move, I might tip them. I'm not going to give them pizza.
You want to give them pizza? Like, here's the check for the move, and here's a pizza, fellas.
Pizza again.
No. Yeah, that'd be weird. Mm-hmm.
You guys want to hang out and have some pizza? No, weirdo.
Right? Get some friends. Guys, I want to wish Adam a very happy birthday from his little big brother. Can you give him a pull it in, Jay? Ted may be giving him a pep talk about a golf tournament he's playing in this weekend. And some dad jokes. Thanks, guys. And P.S., thank you guys for all you do each and every day. That from Christopher.
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
All right, he's got a golf tournament this weekend?
He does.
All right, listen. We just got to relax and play our game, all right? You're going out there. You're going to be all hyped up. Everybody's excited. I would also say let's take it easy on the beverages till we get to the back nine, all right? Unless you play drunk, they get hammered before you go.
Shit. Adam, I'm going to give you every single dad joke I've got for a Dad Joke Friday.
Ooh.
Okay. Might as well get them out of the way.
Oh, it's birthday. Why not?
What do fraternities hand out for freshmen to join? What do fraternities hand out to the freshmen who want to join the fraternity?
What?
Brochures.
Brochures.
Why did the vegan cross the road? Why did the vegan cross the road?
I don't know.
To tell someone that they are vegan.
Oh.
Why did the CrossFitter cross the road?
Why did the CrossFitter cross the road? Mm-hmm. Why?
To tell someone they do CrossFit.
Jesus.
Why did the Californian cross the road?
To tell someone they're from California?
That is correct, yeah. More dad jokes. By the way, Ted, I think your tennis stroke is much better than it used to be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's kind of a backhanded compliment. Guys, I once knew a man who died eating in an Italian restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He passed away. How many ears does Davy Crockett have?
How many ears?
Yes, how many ears does Davy Crockett have?
Two?
Three. A left ear, a right ear, and a front ear. David Hasselhoff has changed his name to David Hoff.
Oh, yeah?
Less hassle. And finally, what's the difference between ooh and ah?
A letter?
3 inches.
Oh.
Boop, I just want to send a birthday wish to myself. Can I get a juicy wet fart of whatever choice there? Let's see, whatever. Johnson and the Dirty Germans on what my girlfriend will do for me tonight. Rock on, bitches. That from Trung Lee in Sacramento, California.
Johnson.
Yeah, tonight when you open your pants and you show your girlfriend your Johnson, she will laugh.
Yeah, you know, you have a little red button too, so maybe she should don't forget to prime your Johnson.
Guys, my name is Jacob R., and today is my 40th birthday. Can I get the captain talking about being 40 years old. Thanks again, guys. That from Jacob.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Quite frankly, the old Captain Tad can't remember much about his 40th birthday. I do know that the mascots and I started the party at Disney World, compliments of Minnie Mouse. Mickey was off doing business. Now, I don't know what happened, but the next morning I woke up in a Turkish prison covered in cat pelts and human blood. My cellmate, Akbar, he said I was, quote, pretty tuned up when I arrived. Anyway, Snap and Crackle were kind enough to bail me out. I asked where Pop was. They told me to plug my nose and try to sneeze. Well, Pop shot out of my backside like a rocket. And that's when those mascots nicknamed them Snap, Crackle, and Poop. Until he signed a cease and desist. Crunch Berries.
Guys, I would like to request a birthday shout-out for my lover, Jolene, turning 47 today.
Hello?
Please give her some dirty Germans talking about why they love sexy older women, a suck-it-up cupcake, and some inspiration from Coach Ted on going through menopause. Thanks so much. Love the show. You guys are the best. Lots of love. That from Jimmy.
Yeah, it's quite simple. Well, we like sexy older women. They are still sexy.
Yeah, you know, that's a specific little thing, and I'm into it too. Plus, you know, if she's already been through some menopause, that was the fun you want.
Yeah. Condom free.
All right. As one thing Coach knows, it's menopause. People come to Coach all the time for advice on this. Now, listen, there's going to be some hot flashes. All right. I'll be honest with you, I have no idea. Your body's changing. Try not to yell at people. You'll be mad. I don't know what happens during menopause.
I remember the yelling part.
Yeah.
I do. Me and my brother, we didn't know what was going on with my mom. She seemed on edge a lot, right? Like longer than we thought. My dad finally just said, look, man, I'm going through it too. It's called menopause. We're like, what is menopause? He's like, I'm not going to explain it to you. He's like, just ride it out until it's done. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Mom's pissed.
Could be years.
Yeah. All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails. Subject is...
By the way, Robin, if you can hear my voice, we're anti-otters now.
Oh, what, from the one that grabbed the kid on the dock over there in Bremerton and drug his ass in the water?
Just a lot of bad otter stuff, and I saw her posted pictures of otters, and I was like, I meant to text her, like, hey, dude.
Get off the train.
It looks cute, but they're vicious animals.
Miles, make sure you watch the movie The Ghost in the Darkness before you go on safari. True story of two lions in Africa. Enjoy and sleep well. That from Robert. Did a little research here.
Do not watch that before you go, but that is an excellent movie.
Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's really good.
Val Kilmer.
It is frightening.
Yeah, so it's based on a book, The Man Eaters of Zabo, I guess, about a 1898 construction project of a railroad bridge over a river in Kenya. The title is after a pair of man-eating lions that terrorized the undertaking for 9 months.
Also known as lions.
Until they were finally shot by military officer John Henry Patterson.
But I guess lions, like, they do attack. But, like, these two specifically, like, started eating humans. And just as wherever they moved these camps, these two lions would always go. And at nighttime would go in there, no matter the protection, and rip these people to shreds.
Do you think they're all pretentious? Like you're saying, like with vegans. Do you think the lions tell the lion buddies, like, oh, we just eat people. You could have giraffe. People are delicious. You just
well,
don't
what
know.
Country has the best tasting people? I'm saying Americans probably have a pretty good...
we would be super tasty, man.
Just based on our crap diet.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of vegetables going on. A lot of fried food
would
going
taste
on.
Mildly like Cheetos.
A lot of body fat. People in Africa don't have body fat.
Maybe good. Hawaiian?
Hawaiian would be pretty delicious.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, Samoan.
So close to Samoa.
A lot of fish, a lot of good food.
I was just thinking Hawaii because all the spam.
That's a good point, too.
Italians.
Apparently, according to lore, 135 people were killed by the man-eaters
good
in less
God.
Than a year.
Dude,
two lions?
It's a good movie. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were actively hunting these people.
Oh, the good news is the book was set in East Africa. I'm only going to East Africa for the safari. So.
Oh, just the safari part.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
How many people die on average on these safaris?
They don't really publicize that too much. I've looked into it. They try to keep that on the down low, especially if someone is from, like, I don't know, Sri Lanka. Probably not going to hit the U.S. news. Mm. So when people come from around the world, you know, it's just, I'm not sure that news gets out there.
We're about to find out.
You know, I mean, hell, everybody goes mountaineering these days, and you hear all the reports of everybody who dies on a mountain from one way or another. They still have the tours. They go up there, and you still do it if you want. They just don't make that front page news. They don't put that into the lobby when you walk in to sign up for a Rainier expedition, you know?
Smiling pictures. Exactly.
Do they have, like, signs like 0 days since we lost it?
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
Reset the clock.
Right. It's only been one day? Uh-huh. Like, yeah, Jim got eight on Tuesday.
Couple extra. Ted is right about Bothell crows. Guys,
nice.
I live in Bothell and have a fat tire e-bike, and I ride the North Creek Trail by UW in Bothell. Anytime I ride, that trail leads north to one block from my house with breweries along the way.
All right.
Now, I've stopped and drunkenly talked to 1,000-plus crows and fed like three on many occasions. Cool birds, not Karens at all. They never complain about me smoking, which is rare on the east side. Rock on, guys. That from Mike. One more on our sentence when we had funeral songs.
Oh, yeah. Miles, somebody...
end of life songs.
Somebody died just this year on safari.
All right, cool.
An American.
How do you know that?
I just Googled it.
How'd he die?
Charging elephant.
Oh.
In Zimbabwe. Zambia.
Where are you going? Are you going to Zimbabwe?
I'm going to Zimbabwe for the safari.
Where the guy died?
Another person got killed, rhino.
Hey, but no lions.
I'll keep them coming, guys. Just send them into the men's room at KSW.com. I want to do is see my kid. I'm just going there to see my dog.
Well, she might be the last thing you see. You don't know.
That would be great. I might as well just go swimming off the coast of Cape Town. Gentlemen of Miles, catching up on the podcast on the Odyssey app from the other day, and your guys is Sit and Spin. The reason people in the U.K. choose Queen's These Are the Days of Our Lives as a death song or funeral song is because it was the last video ever recorded by Freddie Mercury.
Uh-huh.
He was terminally sick and died a few short months after the video was made. People think that his last line, where he whispers, "I still love you," into the camera, was Mercury's farewell to his fans because of the way he looks. Straight into the camera, and he looks frail. If you watch the video, you'd think about death for sure, as Mercury is closely resembling a skeleton. I love Queen and wanted to clear that up. Rock on, bitches. That from the meter reader in Monroe.
Here's a question for you. Do you think Freddie Mercury ever had a dentist? I say no.
I'm not sure. All right, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Three times fast.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
One.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Two.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Oh, yeah.
Big win. It's Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh my God. So tired.
Pink cocaine?
Yeah.
Pink cocaine.
Yeah, actually, it was Crystal Light, a pink lemonade, but either way, it burns your nose.
Yeah, yeah.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Either way,
the ketamine I like.
We came in...
You're shockingly aware and awake.
I am. That's why I like the ketamine so much, man. I need more than the average person, you know?
Lo and behold, Ted, we came in and there's a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. And as you know, the listener always comes first. Good news. Once again, we bring in a loser.
Yeah. No.
This time it's Danny V from the Daily Mix Morning Show with the worst fantasy football team this past weekend.
Okay, we lost by 7 points.
Yeah, but a loss is a loss.
I know. This is the second time that this has happened where we've lost literally by, like,
so the,
not much.
The scores were actually that close. Were the difference between number one and last place was 7 points? Okay.
Damn. Is anybody else doing punishments besides Thrill and I and Danny and Steve?
Doesn't seem that way.
I'm just saying, Steve comes in every week. Now Danny's here. Yeah. Or me or Steve, or Steve or I are on the morning show.
And as you heard, Steve makes with a big win, and that goes in your column on the win column, yep. Ted, on Ted versus the FCC. Lo and behold, we get a listener submitted one. Danny, this is what you're going to try to do this week. Mm-hmm. It goes something like this. Ashy Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy asshole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gassy asshole shift where she sits? The way we play Ted versus the FCC is you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
It's very Dr. Seuss-like.
Focus in, Danny. Focus in.
I was going to say, should we just call Castle and have him fire me now? I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. Ashy Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy asshole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gassy asshole shift where she sits?
Three times fast.
Ashy Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy asshole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gas asshole shift where she sits?
One.
Ashy Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy asshole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gassy asshole shift where she sits?
Two.
Ashy Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy asshole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gassy asshole shift where she sits?
Very good. And Ted versus the FCC.
Attaboy.
Nice work. One again, the win column. Show of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
And they stay there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. 99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, count of a minute. We'll drink a toast into the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines.
Here are some of the stories and headlines he is not working on. A semi-truck carrying 30,000 pounds of frozen chicken blocked the State Route 18 off-ramp this morning in Maple Valley at the 244th Avenue South East exit. Multiple agencies reported to the scene as of 7:30. The ramp was blocked at the time. Washington State Patroller Rick Johnson said they blocked the ramp because there was 30,000 pounds of frozen chicken. My question is, what happened to the frozen chicken?
I think they're probably going to discard it all, but if I lived close, I probably would have snagged a few.
Okay.
A little street chicken.
Yeah.
I need street chicken.
I mean, it's frozen.
That's what I'm asking.
Rinse the bitch off.
What happened to the chicken? Yeah. I mean, somebody saved the chicken. The driver's okay. No reported injury.
I would pay less in the grocery store if they say, hey, you may have heard about this frozen chicken spill in Washington State. Anyway, these are those who are at a discounted price in.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Good news. The astronauts are back home, finally. Four astronauts returned to Earth today after nearly an eight-month space station stay extended by Boeing capsule's trouble and Hurricane Milton. A SpaceX capsule carrying the crew parachuted before dawn into the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida coast after undocking from the International Space Station midweek. The three Americans and one Russian should have been back 2 months ago, but their homecoming was stalled by problems with Boeing's new Starliner astronaut capsule, which came back empty, you remember, in September because of safety concerns. SpaceX launched the four, NASA's Matthew Dominick, Michael Barrett, and Jeanette Epps, and one cosmonaut, Alexander Grebenkin, in March. Barrett, the only space veteran going into the mission, acknowledged the support teams back home had to replan, retool, and kind of redo everything right along with us and help us to roll with all these punches while we were there. Their replacements are the two Starliner test pilots, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, who are still stuck in space, and their own mission went from 8 days to 8 months. So the good news is the space station crew size is now back to normal. Seven, four Americans, three Russians, after months of overflow.
But the thing is,
the bad news is,
the five still aren't supposed to be there.
And are not coming back until February.
What do you think that feels like, right? Because we're the two astronauts who get stuck up there, right? Mm-hmm. Boeing sends the thing back to Earth. I guess it lands, quote-unquote, without a hitch. So you go like, crap, we could have been on that thing.
Right.
Then Starliner comes up, four people roll out, and it's like, yeah, but I'm still here.
It should be noted that the astronauts, all four of them, had to go directly to the hospital. So the three American astronauts and the one cosmonaut, they did not release why, but they all had to immediately be taken for medical care. For whatever reason, I don't know if it was a hard landing. I don't know if it was the symptoms.
It could have been that.
For being up in space longer than expected, but you get the idea. Okay, a poll asked people, if you're looking to buy a house and found one that you could afford,
all right,
checked all the boxes, would you still buy it if you learned the previous homeowners had been murdered in the home? In other words, it's everything you want. The price is actually right. Would
probably
you still buy
because of the murder.
If the homeowners had been murdered in the house that you are going to buy.
Why did they tell me?
Well, here's the thing. You found out, right? I don't know.
Neighbors, something. Who knows? Would you buy the house?
It depends on the situation of the murder.
Didn't someone die in the room that you slept in college?
Two people died in that room.
Okay.
At separate times, correct?
Correct. Because of two separate fires.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I would, because, yeah, I slept in that room for a year and a half. And, I mean, you could still see the burn marks on the ceiling.
Damn, man.
That place sucks.
See, to me, that's worse, because they died in tragedy.
Right.
Not that being murdered in your own home isn't, but, you know.
Well, you could see they had to, like, reinforce, like, some of the beams, but the burnt ones were still up there.
Okay. Typically, yours is different. It's one thing to say someone was murdered in the home. It's another thing, like, there's still blood stains on the wood, you know?
I mean, well, I guess in the end, I mean, look, I hated that room, but, man, that's a tough question. I would hate to, like, I found this house, I'm going to buy it, and somebody's like, somebody was murdered here.
So,
yeah, bring a priest, bring a shaman. Some yeah, let's smudge this thing, and, honey, we need this house.
Yeah. 30% of people said yes, in fact, they would buy it. 32% said, oh, hell no. So more people said no. 38% still are not sure. The poll also asked if sellers should be required to disclose recent deaths on the property. 35% said yes. 23% said yes, but only deaths due to murder. So if someone's old, they pass on.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to know.
Yeah, 25% said they just don't want to know.
But I always thought it was creepy. Like, my mom, her dad died. And then her mom, like, they stay in that room. And, I mean, Mimi just stayed in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, I'm just always like, that's got to be odd to know, like, your husband died. And then, this is our bedroom.
It sounds dumb. I'd feel more comfortable if it is my spouse that died in the room.
Yeah, you're right.
Then if you said, I've never met this person. I don't know why. But, like, I do not want to be in there.
Okay. Would you guys say?
Like, do they resell like Dahmer's house?
The problem with Dahmer's house is because he was so notorious, but everyone knows who he is.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. So that's a little.
It was also in a multi-use apartment building.
Ah, do they rent that apartment out?
Again, you know, or do you even want to be in that apartment building with that knowledge, one way or another?
But you wouldn't even be in the building. I could be in the building. I don't want to be in his apartment. Like, if that's the case,
No. All right, you guys think that you're aging pretty decently?
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here is an easy way to tell. A new Mayo Clinic study found standing on one leg is a pretty good indicator of how fast you are aging. If you struggle, then you might be officially old. So they had people try to balance on one leg for 30 seconds.
All right.
And it wasn't a problem for any young people. But for every decade you tack on, your ability to do it decreases by around 2 seconds. So from that point in time, you could say 50-some years old, your ability to stand would be about
26 seconds.
8 seconds. You should...
You said 2 seconds every decade?
8 seconds less, probably, somewhere in there. 6 seconds less.
Well, they say young people. At what point do they cut off the quote-unquote young people? Are you 30? Yeah. Is it 35?
Right.
I'm doing it right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. How many seconds?
30.
All right.
I mean, it doesn't seem that hard.
They found the best predictor was how...
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Well, you are.
You don't say it like that, man.
Exactly. They found the best predictor was how long people could do it while standing on their non-dominant leg.
Okay.
So the leg you wouldn't kick a ball with. All right?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
If you can balance for at least 30 seconds without much trouble, you're not over the hill yet. If you can't or you sway a lot, there you go. You're old. If you can do it with your eyes closed, it's a sign you're even healthier. So that's like the top of the list there. Non-dominant leg, 30 seconds, eyes closed.
I don't know why instinctively I did it on my left leg.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah, but I would never kick a ball with my left leg.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. Guess what? You're not old, Ted.
Maybe just a little outside touch.
Maybe one thing to keep you a little bit younger is not working as hard in the yard. Michigan's Department of Natural Resources is in the news for encouraging people to not rake their leaves this fall.
Cool. In.
As they say, believe it or not, it's better for your yard's entire ecosystem, from the way the grass looks next year.
Right, basically compost itself.
Correct. The rewilding trend has gotten popular. It's where you let nature do what nature is supposed to do.
And has done.
Yeah. And don't.
Yeah, my dad was huge on this.
He was ahead of the curve?
Yeah. Or he just didn't like to mow the lawn.
All right. Or keeping your yard looking pretty, that's not really the goal. So they sent out an email this week that said, if raking and bagging fall leaves is an outdoor chore you dread, skip it. Lots of bugs and other critters use those leaves in the winter, either hiding amongst the foliage or eating it. And when they go down into the soil, they do a lot of good. So if you prefer the tidy yard, they suggest raking most of the leaves, but skipping the ones around the trees and the bushes, because they are the most important. They also recommend running your lawnmower over the top of the leaves, basically to, you know, mulch that or compost it back into the soil. But if you really want to feel good about yourself, you should get no yard work done at all and just spend all weekend watching football and drinking beer.
You know, oddly enough, I've never actually raked my leaves out of my yard. However, I have raked our neighbor's leaves out of my yard. We don't have trees on our property, but every property around us does. And I don't know what it is. Nature has determined that my yard is where they all need to go.
Yep. Well, let's see here. A couple good news stories. Since it is a positive Friday, a therapy dog in South Carolina named Martina just got her own children's book, like the bus riding dog.
All right.
It's called Martha's Purpose. Tells the story of how she was found tangled in barbed wire as a puppy and then went on to become a comfort dog. All proceeds from the book are going to charity.
The dog's probably like, where's my cut?
That's exactly right. Charity. A guy in Virginia stopped into a store with two co-workers on their lunch break, joked he was about ready to win it all and retire. He bought a scratcher that hit for $1 million.
Nice.
And he retired. Moving on. Here's a fun story. Tell this one to your brother, Ted. A high school principal in Kentucky has been charged, high school principal, after police say they received a video of him holding a beer bong for two underage students at a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, man. Come on, bro.
I told you, man, when my niece was 20, her friends were over. And we were sitting on the deck, and they were like, come on, do a beer bong. And my brother was like, no.
No.
Can't do it, man. I'm a principal in this school district.
Yeah. Unbelievable. A couple more. Jimmy John's now has a pickle witch that contains all the typical sub ingredients sandwiched between a giant dill pickle.
Ew.
Instead of bread. The pickles are that big.
I might try that tonight.
They can get all the stuff jammed down in there.
Yeah.
And that is your bread that holds
Man.
Your wrap.
That sounds so gross
it's
to me.
It's called the Pickle Witch. It is a giant dill pickle where everything is in there.
Nope.
And finally, on the good news point, people are Googling, is Jägermeister good for colds? And apparently, there is some legitimacy to
it. I can believe that.
It's a digestif.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's part of what it is. It just tastes like, well, it tastes like NyQuil.
But they say that that's one of the few alcohols that might be beneficial if you are sick or do have a cold. Okay, we do have headlines coming up 1 hour from now at 5:50. In the meantime, Ted, have we made it to the weekend? And drinking time!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.